Hi, welcome to Adventures in Awakening. I am your host, Amber. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I wanted to hop on and do a quick solo episode and just give you guys a little energy update. So, I channeled or downloaded some themes for the month of May at the beginning of the month and have not made time to actually hop on and record and share. So, I wanted to do that today. I also pulled some cards for the week ahead. There's some fun astrology going on this week. So, as you know, we had the new moon eclipse at the end of April, April 30th, and that definitely impacted me big time. Like the feels were real. Cancer sun, Cancer moon, I felt it probably more intensely than I felt anything in a long time. So, I took some time off, didn't record any solos, just been interviewing. I could just do some energy work, ground myself, and take time just to be and enjoy family. And so I'm here to just hop on for a quick recording. I wanted to share what came through for the month of May, as well as the week ahead. So for the week ahead, on Tuesday, I believe it is May 10th, we have Mercury going retrograde and Jupiter in Aries. So Jupiter hasn't been in Aries for a while. It's been in Pisces, which is like the dreamy sign, and it likes to be in Pisces. It's moving from Pisces, which is the end of the astrological signs, and into Aries, which is the first. Pisces is very watery, dreamy. Aries is that fiery energy. So expect a lot of change and transformation this week. And then with Mercury going retrograde, it's really time to go within. I think a lot of people put that bad little image. I think Mercury retrograde gets overplayed, over talked about. It's just a time to go within. Maybe don't make any huge purchases, or if you have to do it, do it. Like whatever, it's life, live it. Just think, go within, make time to just double check everything and to tune into your intuition, reread the email before you hit send, all of that stuff. It's really all good. So you'll notice that change, I think, Tuesday, because it's such an abrupt shift with Jupiter entering Aries. Again, Jupiter is super fiery, so you might notice that you're completely thinking differently about yourself. You might notice that you're tapped into your higher calling and your higher purpose. So, to get back to Mercury retrograde, just take extra precautions with your messaging, your plans, especially because the two happen on the exact same day. So, Mercury will reverse through Gemini from May 10th to the 22nd, and then move back to Taurus. So it'll correct course on June 3rd, which would be the post-retrograde shadow period. And also, Jupiter being in Aries is, I think, going to ignite some fire, kind of like having a little bit of combustible energy, if you will. You might notice a little bit of fiery nature inside yourself, inside others. Really make sure before you react to someone speaking to you that you take time to breathe and to pause before, reacting out of anger or regretting something you say, especially with retrograde being there too. Just a little history, both world wars have started during Jupiter and Aries periods. Not that I'm a believer of, fear-based thinking. It's a warrior sign, so it causes a little friction and frustration. So just, really stay in love this week, stay in peace, and double check everything and take time to go within. Definitely take time to go within. Then I also want to know how you guys have been feeling. Did you feel anything from the eclipses? Did you notice, or the first eclipse? We have one then coming, I think Monday, May 16th. So I'll definitely give a little energy card read for that too later in the week. But did you notice anything at all? Did you feel anything? How did the eclipse affect you? And then really, what I channeled for the month of May is that it's a huge time of co-creation. Really, if you could call it anything, I would call it Magical May. It's a huge time of change, transformation, tapping into that inner fire. You'll again with Jupiter entering Aries, and there's a lot of fiery energy to this month. Even though we're in Taurus season, even though it's May, it almost feels like an Aries season where there's like, think Phoenix rising from the ash, rising from the ashes, like a huge call to tap into what brings you joy, your what lights you up, tapping into your higher power, and then seeing the beauty and abundance in everything, taking time to meditate. Intense healing can happen through nature, and staying grounded is something that came through, really to keep moving your body, to keep the energy flowing. Notice what is occurring naturally and happening and flowing in your life, and notice what is breaking away, and really release resistance to those things that are just naturally falling away. Like, really release your control, and again, allow yourself to be grounded. This is a huge month, especially with Taurus. We're in Taurus season, to be grounded, to connect to the earth. And it's almost like double impactful because the North Node is in Taurus. So I feel like what brings you, like, what things, do you really love? What is your relationship with money and bringing beautiful things into your home, into your life? And notice the stories that you're telling yourself. This eclipse that will happen May 16th is a disruptive energy. So I feel like there may be a lot of triggers that happen this week leading up to it. And those triggers are happening just for you to recognize them and to heal. So notice this week how you're speaking to yourself, how you're treating yourself, and double check everything. And then I believe for the rest of the month, the energy is going to be heightened, but get out of like the third dimensional feeling, woe is me, and really tap into the truth of your heart and, co-create with the universe amazing things. Tap into your solar plexus, tap into your heart, and create new. It's a big time of creation. So I pulled a few cards just for this week. And the first one I pulled was the overall theme for the rest of the month of May. I know I'm a little behind, but you know what? Life is life, and you gotta do it when you can, right? So what I pulled was the Nine of Wands, and it is really determination, the final push and excitement for what's to come, finding motivation to face the difficulties and just to keep holding strong. Don't get up, don't give up now. You are almost there. Success is right around the corner. And something may surface that threatens your feelings of security, achievement. Again, those triggers I was talking about, for this week, notice the stories that you're telling yourself. I noticed with the first eclipse, I had a lot of stuff that came up that I needed to heal. And I was like, look at how you're talking to yourself. This isn't even like, what the hell, I just needed to work on it. So if something happens this week that, takes you two steps back, don't look at it as a failure. Just, be resilient, take your stand and stay with your breath and use that final push to complete whatever task it is, whatever you have, just to keep moving forward. Don't choose more difficult because you believe on some level that healing and ascension should be difficult. Sometimes we get so sucked into our stories of rising up that our own shadows become romantic notions that we seek to defend. So let go of any ideas you have about healing or navigating specific lessons and just relax into security and know that success is on the horizon. And again, coming back to that abundant, not scarcity mindset, especially being in Taurus season, Taurus has, to do with money, how we look at things, scarcity. You have to know and believe in your heart that there is enough to go around for everyone. And what Joe Schmo next door to you has might not be what's in best for you. So really tapping into the full potential of your spirit, your soul, and tapping in. And then I pulled a card for the week ahead, and I pulled the Green Dragon, which is just asking you to tune into the secrets of nature, to receive answers and guidance from nature, to really tap into animals and notice their messages for you as well. I feel like, again, nature is so healing. Whatever you're carrying, go outside, go for a walk, lay in the grass, go bare feet in the grass, connect to the earth and change your vibration. Especially with it, especially where I live, the sun's finally out. It's going to be a beautiful week. The sun's out. We can go outside. Take advantage every day this week to go outside, to ground, to connect, and notice your relationship with nature. And maybe in doing that, you start to bring, awareness to the foods you eat and what you're putting in your body. When you take time to connect with trees and flowers and snails and notice what messages and codes are being relayed to you. The wisdom of this card is that the nature kingdom is a magical place in which all our answers are held. If you can take time to sit in nature and even call maybe a green dragon to you or a nature dragon and ask for guidance, accept help from the universe, and then maybe even just walk. Don't listen to a podcast, don't listen to the radio, just walk and let your own intuitive guidance take you where you're being called to go outside and notice what you feel, and notice what types of birds fly by, and notice what you see in the clouds, and really, again, take time to spend in nature, ground, and make that connection. And then the other card that I pulled, the next card is the Deep Blue Dragon, which keeps you safe by clearing your pathway. You have to come back to heart and trust and have faith that you are protected. So, when you go outside, when you're driving to work, you can call on the Deep Blue Dragon or whatever you choose to believe in, your angels, your guides, and say, clear a pathway, keep me protected, keep me in a path of light, and let all those things that are not working for you just fall away and know that you're protected and guided. And then when those fear-based thoughts, those triggers, those things come up, just come back to heart and retell yourself a different story. Like you have the power right here, right now to rewrite every single story you're telling yourself, every single wound from childhood, everything that you're carrying, you have the power to rewrite. So just really, be very careful this week with the narratives that you're telling yourself and what you're doing. And then really grounding yourself again. This week, the next card that I pulled is the Seven of Cups, and it's protecting yourself, movement and growth, creative and innovation, feeling vulnerable. And it's a sign to continue to share your ideas. It says haters, they'll emerge only after you've made it to your perch, whipping their wands and asking you to defend your accomplishments. Sometimes competition emerges as a result of shining brightly in the world. If you are feeling attacked after sharing your magic, it's important to remember that others probably want what you have and just to be beautiful and continue doing your own thing. And again, make sure that you're acting in a way that's aligned with your highest values. And I just totally read that for the Seven of Wands, and I'm supposed to be reading for Seven of Cups, so that's super weird. And that must have been a message that needed to come through. Just, stay with those who light you up. Keep moving forward and know that you can use your wildest imagination as a tool. You can use your imagination to inform and create your future in a down-to-earth way, to stay grounded. And use your intuition and take time to go within, especially with Mercury retrograde happening. And the last card that I pulled is the Nine of Michael. And it's just saying, your worry is unnecessary. Focus your thoughts on the outcome you desire. Release any feelings of regret, guilt, or worry to your angels. Always know that you're divinely protected, that you're divinely guided. And for your highest good. And then why even limit it to that? Why even limit it to I'm for my highest good? Have faith that you're stepping into your power for your soul's fullest potential. And what are you taking time to co-create with the universe? Well, what is it that you would like, the rest of your month, the rest of your year to look like? Tap into your relationship with money and abundance and finance and rewrite your scarcity story. And then make time to move this month. Make time to move the energy. The energy is moving at a much faster pace this month. You may notice, little blips in time. Really take time to move your body, to connect with your breath, to sweat, to drink water. And keep the energy moving through you. And if you were a phoenix, rising from the ashes, what would your life look like? What are the stories that you need to let go of? And this is just a time to have faith and to keep moving forward. And notice your inner fire and stay in a place of joy, stay in a place of love. And do those things that light you up. Try something new. And then I'll be on to record an episode for the full moon Monday and provide some additional guidance. But I just wanted to pop on, do a quick solo, give you guys an update on me. Life has been busy, 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 but it's good. It's good. And let me know how the first eclipse treated you guys. If you have any additional questions, if you'd like any more information, if you'd like to book a private reading, head over to my website, adventuresandawakening.com. Would love to hear from you. Would love to hear how you're feeling the energy, how you're doing. If you have an awakening story you would like to share, send me a message to my email or check me out on the Amber Netherton on Instagram. And remember, everyone, when you awaken you, you remember you. Have the most magical week ahead. Sending you all so much love. Namaste.